We continue our learning. Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishim Cham Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Horios. Peregimel Mishnevav. Kol hatadu mechavero kodem es chavero. Whatever is more frequent than the other, that will take precedence over the other. V'chol hamakudosh mechavero kodem es chavero. And that which is more sanctified than the other is going to take precedence. So what does it mean? What tadu? What example are we speaking about? Something that's more frequent. So the Bar Tanur quotes from the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, this week's pasuk. Domar kra milavad olas haboker asher la olas hatamid. When we speak about the karban musaf, we say, oh, you bring the karban musaf. Besides, of course, the olas haboker, the karban ola of the morning, which is the olas hatamid, which is the karban tamid. Michdi ksiv olas haboker. It says already, let's see for a moment. It says in the pasuk, olas haboker. You already described, you say the karban musaf is brought. Besides, but don't forget that in the morning you already had to have brought the karban. Which is a carbonola. So why do Ashel Olas Hatamid Lamali? So why did the Gemara ask, by Tanur quotes, does the Pasuk have to call an Olas Hatamid? I know exactly. You called it the Olas Haboker. What is the Olas Haboker? That's the Olas Hatamid. So why does the Pasuk have to now say Olas Haboker Ashel Olas Hatamid? Elam Arachbara, the Torah is there to teach you, Hai Mishum de Tadir Kadim Beresha. You know why it's first? Because it's tadi, because it's tamid. So that's what it means. Olas haboker, that olas hatamid is coming to teach you that the tamid is offered before the musaf. Why? Because it's more frequent. That's why it's first. So that's why we emphasize it's not only the olas haboker, but it's ashel olas hatamid. That's something that's done on a regular, on a constant basis. So whatever's Tadir mechaveru, that goes first. Classic example, tadir v'sheino, tadir kodem. Speak about putting on the talis before the tefillin, because the talis is worn 7 days a week, the tefillin only 6 days a week, and several other examples that we have of such a phenomenon. Then the Mishnah said something more holy than the other. So what's the source of that? So the Bar Tanur says, we know that we have to sanctify the Kohen. He is first, in the sense that we have a speaking order, so he speaks first, he leads the benching, he gets the for lead to Mane Yafer Rishon, we're supposed to give the Kohen, we're serving the meal, supposed to give him the first portion, the food comes to him first. So whatever is Mekudash from its friend, so that we derive from the Kohen. But in practice, what does this mean? So let's say we have a choice of two mitzvos, and one is more holy than the other. So take for example, we have the blood of the Karban Ola and the Karban Chatas. So which goes first, the Karban Ola or Karban Chatas? When I don't have to bring both. Since the Karban Chatas comes to atone for sin, we consider that more Mekudash, and therefore we would sprinkle the blood of that prior to that of the Ola. All that derived from the Kidashto. Then the Mishnah says, Par HaMashiach u'Par HaEda Omdim. If you have in front of you the car, Par Kohen Mashiach. Remember the Kohen Gadol who made an erroneous ruling and he followed it b'shogeg. So he has to bring a par. And it's the Par Helam Davashol Tzibur. That's where the Sanhedrin made a mistake and most of the people followed b'shogeg. You have both of these parm, let's say, in front of you. Which one's supposed to come first? So according to many Mefarshim, this is not related to being Mekudash, one being more Kadosh than the other, nor is it related to one being more Tadir than the other. It certainly has nothing to do with being frequent. These aren't things, Karbanos, that are born on a constant basis, thankfully. So the Mishnah says it's the Par HaMashiach, which is Kodem the Par HaEda B'chol Ma'asav. The Par HaMashiach is brought before the Par HaEda. Why is this? It's not based on Mekudash or Tadir. So the Bar Tanur says, Hoilu Mashiach Michaper, the Eda Miskaperes. Very big difference between the Kohen Gadol bringing his karban, his par, and the par helam devashol tibur. You see, the Kohen Gadol is mechaper for others, atones for others. The Eda is miskaperes. They are the subject of those who are being atoned. So the one, Bidin Hu, says the Bar Tanur, so it's more logical to say, Sheyakdim Mechaper Lemiskaper, the one who causes others, who the one who atones for other people should take precedence, have priority over the miskaper, the one who is subject of atonement. And where do we see this? When it comes to Yom Kippur, it's true. V'chiper ba'ado va'ad be'so va'achar kach uva'ad kol kahal Yisrael. On Yom Kippur, you know, the Kohen brings his korban first, his par, then a seir for the rest of the Kohen and the family of the Kohanim, and then for all of Am Yisrael. So he has to atone for himself first. So it obviously makes sense. If he's going to be atoning for others, he should atone for himself first. He takes priority. Now, what does Yom Kippur have to do with this? So according to many Mefarshim, all the Mishnah is saying is that when it comes to Yom Kippur, since the Kohen Gadol takes precedence, so that would be true all the time. So the same thing when it comes to, it's not Yom Kippur, there's a Par Kohen Mashiach, and the Par Ha'edah, Par Lam Davshal Tzibur, so the Par HaMashiach is going to be brought. There is an interesting comment of the Rambam in his Perish HaMashnais, which is not found in the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. It doesn't rule this way, Lahalacha, but he claims that maybe it's the Kohen Gadol who's atoning for everybody else, because he is the one who actually sacrifices the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. He has nothing to do with it necessarily, but nonetheless, it's appropriate that he be the one who bring that sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash. And many argue with that. But we can just simply say the Kohen Gadol is the one who atones for everyone in general on Yom Kippur, and therefore we apply this all the time. Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Ha'ish kodem lo isha lahachayos lahashiv aveda. So we'll begin with this. We're speaking about when men take priority over women and when it's the reverse, women take priority over men. So Mishnah begins by saying that a man, kodem, he takes precedence over a woman in matters that have to do with the lahachayos. What's lahachayos? So lahachayos means, says the Bar Tanura, shehu mikudash mimena, sheish chayev b'chol ha-mitzvos, v'isha ena chayeves b'mitzvas eshez man grama. And therefore, if we have to save a life, we can only save one life, so we save the life of the man over the woman. Now, how do we know that that's true? In fact, we normally assume that the language of lahachayos is a general term. Lahachayos doesn't mean to save a life, it means to give sustenance to people, to make sure that people have the necessities that they need for life, food, clothing, etc. And in fact, a Gemara says in Maseches Ksuvos, on Daf Samach Zayin, that when it comes to providing someone, let's say, with staka, so basic necessities that people need, food, clothing, etc., a woman takes precedence over a man. So the only way to explain the Mishnah, therefore, is lahachayos must mean just to save the life, assuming that taking into account that the man is chayv in more mitzvos, and therefore his life should be saved first. But when it comes to generally giving food, sustenance in general, so then, in fact, the woman takes precedence. And that's what the Mishnah is going to say in a moment. But number two, where we say the ish is kodem la'isha, is lahashiv aveda. We have two aveda, two lost articles, and we can only retrieve one. We retrieve the one for the man over that of the woman. But va'isha kodem es la'ish, where do we take where a woman has precedence? That's luxus, that's regarding giving clothing. Bar Tanur explains sheboshta meruba miboshta shel ish. The embarrassment of women not having clothing is more embarrassing than a man. To take her out of captivity. We can ransom someone, a man or a woman. We should be ransoming the woman over the man. But let's say they're not only both in captivity, but there's a concern, says the Bar Tanur, Libya ulmishkav zachar, that they're going to be molested. So here, ha'ish kodem lo'isha, because we assume, says the Bar Tanur, shezu darka bekach, bezu ze'ena dark bekach. Mishkav Zachar is unnatural. So because of that, that's going to be a greater embarrassment, a loss of dignity for the man over the woman, and therefore are going to be abused in such a way, the ish is kodem la'ish.